Days after the Bush administration announced plans to hold talks with North Korea, Pyongyang may have raised the stakes. According to one translation, a North Korean statement indicates the country is successfully reprocessing more than 8,000 spent fuel rods. That would give the country enough plutonium to make several nuclear bombs. But a second U.S. translation indicates Pyongyang may merely be on the verge of reprocessing those rods. In any case, the news could affect next week's talks planned for Beijing. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
North Korea's foreign ministry says it learned from the war in Iraq that it needs a powerful deterrent. The news set off the usual tea leaf reading about the motives of the reclusive communist state. Some experts say it was just bluster from North Korea trying to put itself in a better bargaining position ahead of the Beijing talks. Others saw it as more ominous. Donald Oberdorfer of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies says this puts Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly's trip to Asia in jeopardy.
I think the first thing is, how difficult is it going to make his problem within the U.S. government about what he's able to say to the North Koreans, or even whether he's able to go to Beijing?
The Bush administration is deeply divided on how to deal with North Korea. One senior administration official told NPR that canceling the Beijing meeting is, as he put it, a very live option. The official, who asked not to be named, said the U.S. doesn't have any evidence that the North Koreans are reprocessing spent fuel rods. The State Department said today's North Korean statement on the matter was ambiguously worded. North Korea expelled international inspectors from the Yongbyon nuclear facility. John Wolfstall of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says the U.S. has used satellite images to check on the facility.
We have seen a lot of activity, but we're also looking for chemical signs that would come out of the smokestack, the effluents from this chemical process, that we could, in some cases, detect remotely. There's not 100% confidence that we would be able to do that because the North Koreans are getting better at filtering their offloads and hiding some of their activities.
Another Korea watcher, Kurt Campbell of the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says today's statement may simply be posturing, but it also might be a sign of where the North Koreans are heading.
What is unclear yet is whether the North Koreans are serious about establishing a new relationship with the United States, or whether they're simply paying for time and they've already made up their minds that the United States is intent on toppling Kim Jong-il like we toppled Saddam Hussein.
Campbell says the Bush administration may have gloated too much by suggesting that the North Koreans agreed to talks after seeing the U.S. success in Iraq. Donald Oberdorfer of Johns Hopkins criticizes the Bush administration for having so few contacts with North Korea, saying that has exacerbated the crisis.
We don't have anything going between the United States and North Korea. And so we've got nothing to fall back on. There's, you know, suspicion and deep suspicion on both sides.
The only hopeful sign he and other experts pointed to today is that China has begun to use its leverage with North Korea. Most credited China for persuading the North Koreans to meet in Beijing and drop the demand for one-on-one talks with the U.S. The Bush administration has been contacting Chinese officials as well as other regional players to decide whether next week's talks should go ahead. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.